want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island. Merritt Assembly of God is blessed to be a blessing. We exist to be a blessing to God, to be a blessing to our family, to be a blessing to the church, and to be a blessing to our community around the globe. And so that's what we try and do. This coming Sunday will be our I Love Missions Sunday. Evangelist Mark Perkey will be with us. He does missions events around the globe, and he's been at Merritt Assembly of God a number of years now. And we're looking forward to what God is going to do. By the way, just to throw this out there to you, Valentine's Day is coming up. And so if you happen to be listening and you haven't given any consideration to that, consider this your public service announcement for you to put that on your calendar, because it'll be here before you know it. So I want to say thank you today to the folks of Wyrick Air. Dennis and Carla and their team have been a real blessing to the community, the county. They're a blessing to the church. Dennis pastors a church in Geneva up on State Road 46. And he is very, very gifted in so many areas of life. And one of those is with repairing air conditioning, heating, and electrical issues. They provide service all throughout Brevard County, from Barefoot Bay all the way up to the Mims Scottsmore area. They provide professional sales, services, and repairs. They've been doing it for several decades, over five decades now. They work in residential settings primarily, but light commercial as well. They provide emergency service when necessary. They always strive to provide their customers with the best service possible at an affordable price. Their phone number is 321-632-9538. If you are not warm enough right now, Wyrick Air would maybe a great resource for you. If you know heat is coming and you want to make sure your air conditioner, wouldn't it be great if we could just kind of, you know, take some of that cold air and box it up and put it in the freezer for a little while and break it out when it's 95 degrees outside, but it doesn't work that way. We need the folks of Wyrick Air and their skill set, because it's more temperature control. You might like your house warmer than I like my house. You might like it colder than, and Wyrick Air gives you that ability to control the temperatures. Their license number is CAC 182-1309. Wyrick Air, WEIRICH Air, 321-632-9538. We are grateful that they are friends of the Refresh Radio program and believe in the ministry. So Friday, I was talking about in 2 Kings 13, after Elisha died, that it talked about that even though they were being oppressed, that God had still not written them off, because he was gracious to them, had compassion on them, regarded them because of his covenant, the covenant that he had made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I recommend this. Walk in covenant with God now. And also ask God to establish covenant with your kids. I'm telling you, God never forgot his covenant that was made with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. and he was still showing mercy to his to their descendants hundreds of years after the fact. And so if you walk in covenant with God now, it'll reap generational benefits for you. I highly recommend it. I really do. Today, however, I'm going to, as Paul Harvey would have said in years gone by, I'll tell you the rest of the story. And so we're going to go to 2 Chronicles chapter 36, and I'm going to read verses 15 through 21. 2 Chronicles 36, 15 through 21 says, "And the Lord God of their fathers sent warnings to them by his messengers, rising up early and sending them, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God, despised his words, and scoffed at his prophets until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people till there was no remedy." That's not a good condition at all. "Therefore he brought against them the kings of the Chaldeans, who killed their young men with the sword in the house of their sanctuary, and had no compassion on young man or virgin, or on the aged or the weak. He gave them all into his hand, and all the articles from the house of God, and great and small, the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king and of his leaders, all these he took to Babylon. Then they burned the house of God, broke down the wall of Jerusalem, burned all its palaces with fire, and destroyed all its precious possessions. And those who escaped from the sword, he carried away to Babylon, where they became servants to him and his sons until the rule of the kingdom of Persia, to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed her Sabbath. As long as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years. So where we in 2 Kings, we were talking about Israel and the 10 northern tribes. They were carried off into captivity by the Assyrians in 721 or 722 BC. The two other tribes, Judah and Benjamin, they continued to exist. The Assyrians got all the way to Jerusalem, and then they were defeated by a supernatural intervention from God. And the two southern tribes, the nation of Judah, continued until 586, 587 BC, when Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians came and conquered it. This is what it has to say about compassion. In verse 15, "And the Lord God of their father sent warnings to them by his messengers." He sent them. He sent the messengers, and he sent the message warning of the path of destruction that they were on, and that they needed to return to the narrow way of life. The message of repentance, the message that the covenant was broken or being broken and not by God, in itself was an act of God's compassion. It says, because he sent them because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. So there was an acknowledgement by the Holy Spirit. Look, what you have seen is the compassion of God on display. God, it does not want any to perish. He wants all to come to everlasting life. And what some would consider weakness or neglect because he hasn't acted is actually a demonstration of his compassion. But when people do not learn from the compassion of God, the scripture is, it repeats in numerous places, this is what I'm going to do. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. It goes on quite a bit. Here's how the people responded to God's compassion. See if this sounds familiar to 2026. They mocked the messengers of God. Okay. I will tell you this. Christians have made it pretty easy to reject us because there have been way too many shortcomings, way too many public moral failures or disconnects between the things that we say we believe and the things that we actually practice. Okay, now, I don't want to be that guy. I've made it very clear. God, I would much rather be faithful than famous. It's like if the price tag for being highly regarded by strangers comes at the expense of my family, I'm not interested. I'll do everything that I can, but I'm not looking to elevate myself. I'm looking to exalt the Lord. This is not some, this radio program is not about my ego. I just wanted to deliver the message that God has, and that is that the followers of Jesus Christ, we should not just be talking about love. We should be people who are moved with compassion, that we have a heart for people the way that God does. Now, all of that said about our responsibility as a community of believers, as the church here in America and around the globe, you know, we've caused people to ridicule the message because of our behavior. That's bad enough. God said that this group of people had risen to the level where they were mocking God-sent, God-anointed messengers, and they were suffering spiritually because they were not responding to God's act of compassion. Do you realize that an act of compassion is God saying, look, here is the problem, here's the solution, and the solution is available because I love you. And then the people said, we don't like your word. The Bible talks very clearly that there are going to be people who will renounce God's system of righteousness and try and establish a righteousness of their own. And I will tell you that that ladder will not get you where you want it to go. And so they mocked the messengers, despised his words, and scoffed at his prophets, rejected the people who were calling them back into relationship with God until the wrath of the Lord rose against his people. Now see, here is where we begin to see that there is a theological inadequacy in the belief system that many people have in 2026, and that is, look, God loves, and therefore there is no wrath. I want you to know that's not the case. There's a verse, I believe it's in Psalms, it says, the fear of the Lord is equal to the wrath that is due his name. The fear of the Lord is equal to the wrath that is due his name. I believe that's a That's a definite Bob Arthur's paraphrase version of that verse for 2026. But it is, you know, the awe of God and the power of God being demonstrated. One, we can see it working on our behalf, or two, we can see it working in us, trying to get us back to where God wants us to be. Here's the most shocking statement in this that the Holy Spirit inspired the writer to write down. It's in verse number 16, till there was no remedy. Till there was no remedy. I knew a person one time. They had a physical condition. I've known several people like this, actually. They had a physical condition, and their physical condition was not known until there was no natural solution that was available. If it had been known earlier, it could have been treated, but it stayed hidden and concealed until it had grown to such a degree that it was terminal. The people of Judah, just like the people of Israel, I mean, you read the horrific things that had taken place. So I told you 721, 722 was the judgment on the 10 northern tribes, 586, 587 BC. So that's 114, about 135 years after the 10 northern tribes had already experienced the judgment of God, the nation of Judah is back to repeating the same mistakes that Israel had. And they were going to experience the same result. Till there was no remedy. I'm here to tell you that there is a remedy for the spiritual ailments that are plaguing our nation right now, and it is the blood of Jesus. It is repentance of our sins. It is humbling ourselves and seeking His face. Those are the remedies. But if we continue down the path of destruction, we will find ourselves demonstrating that we have learned nothing from history. So, what did God do? Let me read to you verse number 17. Therefore, He brought against them the king of the Chaldeans, who killed their young men with the sword of in the house of their sanctuary, and had, listen to this, no compassion on young man or virgin, on the aged or the weak. He gave them all into His hand. In other words, the compassion of God was on full-blown demonstration. But people didn't like the messenger. People didn't like the message. It was too narrow-minded. It was too harsh. It called them to abandon things that they were pursuing, because those things were going to lead to their destruction, and demanded a change of course in their behavior. And so they made fun of it. The Bible says that people blaspheme things that they don't understand. It's in the book of Jude. They speak evil about things that they don't understand. And so they mock it, and then everybody's making fun of it. And so it just snowballs to where the foundation, the spiritual foundation, the covenant that was there that we talked about on yesterday or on Friday's program, there's no remedy in that act of compassion. And so He says, I'm going to use the Babylonians. Now, if you go and look in the book of Habakkuk, you're going to find that the prophet is very concerned about the spiritual depravity going on in Judah. And so he's crying out, God, what are we going to do about this sinful nation? And God said, I've got a plan. I'm going to turn them over to the Babylonians. And Habakkuk says, I got a problem with your plan. How can you use a nation that is more wicked than Judah to judge your people? And God said, I've got a plan. After the Babylonians deal with my people, I'm going to deal with the Babylonians. And he said, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to position myself and I'm going to watch and I'm going to continue to cry out. He's said, whatever happens in this life, I'm going to keep my eye on you. I can tell you that I've known people. I've actually used this expression. I don't know of anybody else who's ever said it like this, but I've known people that their next act of mercy will be their first act of mercy. They've not been exactly the greatest examples of mercy. But sometimes there has to be a different tactic. So I'm gonna reveal something about my nature, is that when I'm paying attention to something, I am really paying attention to it. And now we have, you know, some grandkids that live with us, and they can be calling out for me, and I not notice it, not because I'm ignoring them, but my focus is someplace else, and they're being polite, grandpa, and if I don't hear them, this is what happens. Their mom will say, Grandpa! And I say, what? All of a sudden, they have my attention, and it causes me to focus on them instead of what I was focused on before. What had been a polite invitation, a call out to me, suddenly becomes something that is much more abrupt. That's what God was doing with the nation of Israel here. He said, I've demonstrated compassion to you and you haven't responded. You've rejected it. I'm just going to give you 70 years to see what life looks like without my compassion. I don't know about you, but that's a season I want to be excruciatingly short. Preferably, I don't want to experience it at all. I can tell you that John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I can tell you that. I can tell you that just like they rejected the prophets, society now is rejecting the message of Jesus. They're rejecting his compassion. And all of the time, you look at the book of Revelation where judgment is poured out, they literally will shake their fist at God. Their world is falling apart. They're getting everything they wanted. They wanted a life without God telling them what to do. And all of a sudden God says, okay, here's what's going to happen. If I step back and all of a sudden you begin to experience the penalty and the price tag for the sin you have embraced, instead of repenting, they will shake their fist at God, they will curse God, and they begin to cry out to die instead of repent. The solution, the remedy, if you will, is a big two-letter word. Someone said it's the biggest two-letter word in the English language, if my people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. The good news is, because of covenant, there is a remedy. If you're going through a problem in your home, if you're experiencing a problem in your finances, relationships, whatever it might be, I know people that are going through serious challenges in an area of their life that there's a remedy for, but they don't like the remedy. And that's very sad. I can tell you, I would much rather live under the blessing of God's compassion than live in my own rebellion and miss out on the compassion of God. 70 years. I mean, the first part of that 70 years, they were saying, hey, this is going to be real short. We're going to be back home because of our ethnicity. We're going to be back home. And Jeremiah said, nope, going to be 70 years. Here in Chronicles, it's going to be 70 years. And I can tell you this, those are 70 long years. I don't know about you, when I go on vacation, that's a very short week. It just flies by. I can tell you, life with the blessing and the favor of God, the love of God on display inside of my life, man, that makes time go by really, really quick. When you're dealing with problems and challenges, time just seems to drag on for a long, long time. I highly encourage you, if you have rejected God up to this point, would you change tactics? Would you repent and say, God, I need you. I can't live without you. I don't want to live without you. I want to ask you to be my Lord and Savior. And God, would you make your compassion be demonstrated in my life? I want to be a trophy case for the compassion of God. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you next time right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.